Turn in your Bibles tonight to Mark's Gospel. In the 14th chapter. I've been preaching since 1976, and I've never used this passage of Scripture in my ministry. I trust you'll pray tonight. I'm honored to be asked to preach on the day that we show our appreciation to our pastor. I'm thankful that we have an old-time preacher as our pastor. I told him when he came as our pastor, if the Lord let me stay here, I'd never try to get in his way, and I'd try to be in the background. He's always showed me the highest respect, and I love him for that. We're living in hard times. We're living in difficult times. But I'm proud tonight that we've got a man that loves the Lord, first and foremost, and preaches this book just like it is. No compromise. Now, I want to preach to you tonight on some things that I found in my King James Version Bible concerning our pastor.
Help him, Lord.
So you pray for me tonight. If you got a need, I hope it'll be met in the Lord. In Mark 14 and the 8th verse, the Bible said she has done what she could. And I ask you tonight the question, have we done what we could to keep the fires burning at Antioch like they always have? Supporting the men of God like we should. We have a rare thing here at our church.
You're right.
There's not many churches in our area that still worship the way we do here.
Right.
Believe you me, I've been to just about all of them.
God bless
you. But I'm hoping that we as a church will encourage our preacher, encourage our men of God, hold his coat, keep the fires burning until God calls this thing to a close.
Yeah.
It's just about over with, church.
Yes,
there's a lot of preaching going on in our area, in the land that we live in, but it's not all gospel.
Right.
I was in a funeral the other day, and I've just about heard every preacher that's ever preached in this area, and how the man got the millennial rain out of a funeral, I'll never know.
Help him, Lord.
But I'm proud that our pastor don't preach on millennial rain.
That's right.
He preaches on the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother.
And I want to tell you something. When the Lord calls this thing to a close, that's going to be it. I love to hear the gospel preached. I wonder, and I thought about this when I was preparing for the message, have I done all I could to keep the fires burning in Antioch like they ought to be until God calls this thing to a close? Now, I want to tell you something tonight. You've heard me preach before, and you know I cry a lot. But you know, when God takes these tears away, there's something wrong. I told the Lord one time when I was preaching, and Brother Michael mentioned it tonight, about taking people's picture. The first message I ever preached, a man took my picture. And I looked at it and I said, oh my goodness, Lord, do I tear my face up like that when I'm preaching? Please don't let me do that. I was down at a church not too far from here, Lord took my tears away and I couldn't even preach. I said, Lord, give them back and I'll never make that statement again. And I haven't done that till this day. And it's not the crying that makes the difference, but it's the humbleness that God lets us preach under. If your tears flow, your head won't swell. That's just about the way it is. Now I want to preach to you tonight. I still believe in the old path. The Bible said in Jeremiah's writing over there, he said, stand in the old ways and ask for the old ways and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your soul. Now our pastor believes in the old way, and I do too. He's a whole lot younger than I am, but he's still an old-fashioned preacher man. And I like that. We've got some modern in our world today that everything's turned so modern that the Spirit of God don't have any place in God's house anymore. I was in a funeral the other day, and I don't like contemporary gospel. I'm glad we don't have it, Denver, here at our church, just old-fashioned singing. I was in a funeral the other day, and I heard the Amazing Grace of God sung contemporary. What a mess. I didn't enjoy it one bit. Spirit of God wasn't in it. I want to tell you, you can't take anything away from Amazing Grace and do it any good. Now, the Bible said here, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths where the good is and walk therein, you shall find rest for your soul. Also, I have set a watchman over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. Now I want to tell you something. We need a man of God to stand behind this pulpit and preach to our lost kids. It's lost and undone without God what hell is and what heaven is. We're living in a time when hell's not preached on as much as it used to. But I want to tell you something tonight. It's still a real place. Not too many months before I came here as a member of your church, we had a man over where I came from, and we had a revival. I never had met the man before. By the way, his last name was Wolf, and he was one. You say, preacher, you're judging. No, I'm not. He moved the pulpit down to about right here. And he said, I'm going to get down on your level. I want to tell you something. He never did get up to our level. Because he believed in teaching rather than preaching. We didn't even have an altar call that whole week during the revival. But I want to tell you something. That's where we are today. You say, preacher, you ought not say things. I want to tell you where we are. I want to tell you how far that we've drifted from where we used to be. I want to tell you when I was saved, and I like what Brother Neesmith said this morning about the Holy Ghost. I got saved by the Holy Ghost. You say, preacher, are you holiness? You better believe I am. From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. And it doesn't have anything to do with denomination. It's because I'm saved with the grace of God. And if there's not any holiness in us, we'll die and go to hell. Right. That's good, I was saved in a little holiness church out on Lookout Mountain. I went by there a few weeks ago. God bless my heart like you've never, just to see the building where my Bethel spot is. It's still there, praise God. No man of God, his name was Marvin Renfro. I never shall forget that man's name as long as I live. I was saved when I was 10 years old. He got up and preached about hell, and I didn't want to go. I got saved the first time that God knocked at my heart. One lost, but just a few minutes. But if I had died, hell would have been my home. Because at that particular time when I become lost, and I become to the age of accountability, hell would have been my home. I didn't know how to get saved. I didn't know what to do when I came down to the altar. My little old Sunday school teacher bowed beside of me on that day, and she began to cry. She began to say, God, save Wayne. God, save. It wasn't but just a few minutes until I felt the power. I want to tell you something. The Spirit of God is real.
Yes.
If we'll let the Spirit of God have its way. I want to tell you something. Just a few minutes ago, I felt the power of God as it began to move. And I want to tell you something. I wouldn't take nothing for what I know's in my heart tonight. Our pastor that sits behind me tonight has lived up to his charge so far. I'm glad tonight that I was permitted to lay my hands on him to be our pastor at Antioch. Now, if I make you mad tonight, get right. The Bible said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at the appearing of his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, and out of season. Reprove and rebuke and exhort with all longsuffering and darkness. Because there will come a time when men will not endure sound doctrine. But after their lust, they shall keep to them teachers having itching ears. I can take you to a number of churches today, and the preacher preaches just about like the congregation wants him to. But I'm proud tonight to say unto you that we got a preacher. One day may be able to tell my grandkids that there's a hell. Maybe when I'm dead and gone and the Lord's called me out of this place, that my kids may be able to hear him preach the unadulterated gospel. I've been to several places with him to preach, and he preaches at other places just like he does here. We were in a revival the other night over in Center, and I went with him on Monday night. We had six people. And I sat there and I thought, I wonder what our preacher's going to do with this. I would have thought there's 1,000 in the building when he got done. It didn't bother him a bit in the world. He just preached. The Bible said, where two or three are together, I'll be in your midst. He came by. Now, I want to tell you something. Last week, there was a lady come by the funeral home. And she said, Brother Wayne, I want to talk to you. I just buried her mother. And she said, I've been in a church, and they tell me that I won't know my mother when I get to heaven. Is that true? I said, absolutely not. I said, the scripture says over there in one place, when Jesus called Peter, James, and John, his brother, up into a high mountain and was transfigured before him, his face did shine like the sun. His raiment was white as the light. Behold, there appeared unto him Moses and Elijah talking with him. They had been dead many, many years. But Peter knew who Moses was. And I told that lady this past week, I said, let me tell you something. I said, you know, heaven wouldn't be heaven if I didn't know who Jesus was when I got there. heaven just wouldn't be heaven if I didn't know my mama was there. How you know she's there, preacher? Because she lived the life and left it behind to let me know that heaven was going to be her home. And I want to tell you, the next time I see her, she won't be wearing a black dress. The Bible teaches me that God's children will be dressed in a white robe. What are we going to look like, preacher? Just like him. What does he look like? I don't know exactly, but it doesn't matter with me. When I get there, I'll be there, and I'll know him when I see him.
Amen.
Amen. That little old lady, tears begin to fall down her face, and she said, "Preacher, are you right?" I felt the Spirit of God move through me. You said over there at the funeral home? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Standing in the front door.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, I really do. I know because I know.
Yeah.
She said, "Preacher, I want to tell you something." She said, "I'm proud I came by, because there's preachers out there that are trying to tell us that when the end time comes, that when we die, we're just going to be asleep out in the graveyard somewhere. That's not so." I told her, I said, "I want you to look at the cross for just a minute." I said, "The Bible teaches us when the man on the cross said, he told him, 'Today you shall be with me in paradise.'" She said, "Brother Wayne, where's mama at? Where's mama at, preacher?" I said, "She's in paradise." One day after a while, those old graves will split open. The dead in Christ will rise first, and those remain behind will be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with him. I'm going home.
Amen.
Not everybody that says, "Lord, Lord," is going to heaven. Not everybody that stands behind this stand has been called by God. There's a lot of preachers standing behind the stand that's been sent by mama and dedicated by daddy. And I want to tell you, if you listen to him, a preacher will hear him tell about his experience about the divine calling of God. That's why I love him. And I want to tell you something else tonight. As long as he stays in the book, as long as he stays in this King James Version, book of the Bible, we ought to treat this thing just like the ink still wet in it. Because it hadn't changed. And as long as a man of God will stand and preach this book the way that God intended it to be, I'll stay with him. I want to tell you something. I heard a man the other day preaching from the whatever you call that Bible a while ago, NIV or something. Preaching from that Bible that somebody else translated. It took out a whole lot of things. And I want to tell you something, I couldn't even keep up with it. This one right here saved me. It saved my mama and my daddy, and it'll save you also.
Amen.
Because when you wrote the book, it'll never change until God calls his saint to a close, and this thing will still be standing on Judgment Day. Now, I'm proud of that. I've read this book through 18 times, beginning my 19th time. Why do you read it so much, preacher? Read it every day. And I write things in it while I'm reading, and I've read every Bible that I've ever got. I've read the one that Brother Cook left me. I've read it all the way through and seen the markings that he marked in it. And every time that I read it and go through those markings, I see something different. There's never been a book written that you can read that many times and find something different unless you're led by the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
God inspired this thing. That's the reason it's the way that it is. And I want to hold to this. You know, we're living in a time when you can't even hardly find the King James Version of the Bible in a bookstore. What does that tell you, preacher? I'm telling you that men are changing to modern ways rather than sticking to the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. And we're permitting it to happen. But I got enough faith in our preacher that he'll put somebody behind this stand that believes the way that he does, so that we'll see people born again, saved of the grace of God, and on their way to glory before it's too late. We're living in the end of time. It's very close, and the Bible said for us to beware, we shall know them by the fruits they bear. You say, preacher, are you judging? Not at all. But this King James Version Bible here lets me know that I can be a fruit inspector. Amen?
Amen.
Sure it can. It's in the book.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, and you believe, you can believe this or believe, I believe, I know when a man's preaching out of this book. I know when a man's in the book. Because his spirit intertwines with my spirit and lets me know that this thing is for real. I want to tell you something. This might not have been the best message you ever heard, but I want to tell you, I feel the Spirit of God.
Amen. Yeah. Use him, Lord.
Oh, I've got to preach a lot of times here at this church. And the leadership of the Holy Spirit be great behind that stand where men of God have preached, including our pastor, and the power of God fall from heaven and fill this place. I sit over there a lot of times on Sunday morning on the front bench and don't say a whole lot, but I'm with him. He knows I am. Let me tell you something, church, tonight. Your kids are lost and undone without God. We need to listen to an old-fashioned preacher. Preach an old-fashioned message that never has got old. Amen. And never will until God calls this thing to a close. Listen tonight. If you're here and you're lost and undone without God, I hope and pray if the Lord has touched your heart, that you'll come and accept the Lord before it's everlasting. Maybe you're here. Maybe for some reason you haven't done what you could to help our church at Antioch to stay like it is. You stand and say, preacher, I've not done all that I could, but I want to do better.
Yeah.
To help my pastor this next year to win folks to the Lord. We'll pray in a minute. Because we're living in a time of when it's going to get harder and harder for him to pastor. It's harder for him to pastor now than it was when I was pastoring. Why is that, preacher? Because the world today is coming into the church. And the church is going in the world. Seen it. I've seen it happen. And I want to tell you something tonight. Preacher, I love you.
Yeah, amen.
Church, tonight, if you're here tonight and you've not done all you could for the cause of Christ, I'm going to bow an altar in a few minutes because I've been praying this week. Well, you hadn't done all you could. Sometimes this preacher, and he's shorter than I am, about a foot. But sometimes he preaches about a foot ahead of me. Statue has nothing to do with it. The power of God that's invested in that little fella right there will carry you to glory one day after a while. You believe that? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Stand if you will.